For our study in the Gospel of John, we're going to turn to the 15th chapter. John chapter 15, and this is the 8th and last of the Lord's statements, beginning with the word I am. I am is one of the titles of God. He revealed himself to Moses as the I am. The Lord Jesus claimed that title, and he had a right to it, for he is God, manifest in the flesh. His name at his birth was called Emmanuel, which means God with us. And when the Lord Jesus Christ was here on earth, God was living here in human form. John 15, verse 1 reads like this, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, or he lifteth up. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye, or abide ye, in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments, and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Now, there's a great deal of misunderstanding about this passage of Scripture, but it's unnecessary. First of all, the Lord Jesus says he is the true vine, and we can only understand that if we remember that he's contrasting himself with the false vine. Now, what was the false vine? Well, in the 80th Psalm, Psalm 80 and verse 8, we're told that God transplanted a vine out of Egypt. He put it in a very fruitful hill. He did everything he could to make it fruitful. The same thing is brought out in the 5th chapter of Isaiah's prophecy. But what happened? Well, he said in Isaiah 5 and 2, it brought forth wild grapes. In Hosea 10 and 1, he says it was an empty vine. And Jeremiah 2 and 21 says it was a degenerate vine. The Lord Jesus himself told a parable about this. He said that the householder had a vineyard, and when he sent his servants to get it, the people who were tending it, the husbandmen, withheld the fruit. And last of all, he sent his own son, saying, they will reverence my son, but they took him and killed him. They said, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him and seize on the inheritance. Then, this must be Israel. That's just exactly what they knew. That's why they hated him. That's why they wanted to put him to death. They said, he's saying this against us. But all of the Old Testament prophets said it against them. Now, you Gentiles, don't feel conceited about this and say, oh yes, that's Israel's failure. Remember this, that Israel was only a cross-section of the human race. When a man wants to check a grain car, find out what kind of wheat is in the car or in a bin, he does it with a sampler. He doesn't have to examine every grain or every cupful in that whole car. He takes a sample. And God took a sample of the human race, and he gave that sample every advantage. And what did he get? Nothing. And that's a picture of the natural man's unfruitfulness. It's just sheer conceit for a person to say, well, I think I'm all right. I've been baptized, joined church. Now, you can become a member of a lodge by joining it. And you can become a member of a political party by joining it. But you can't become a Christian by joining something. You simply cannot be. You have to be born into God's family. You don't join families. And God's people form a family. It's necessary for us to be born again, the Lord Jesus said, or we can't see the kingdom of heaven. Now, we must remember that he's talking about fruit-bearing here. He's not talking about relationships. Don't try to prove that a Christian gets lost again by the 15th of John, because that isn't the subject. The subject is fruit-bearing. One thing is very evident. You cannot bear any fruit for God if you haven't been joined to the true vine. I didn't say joined to a church. I said joined to Christ. When were you joined to him? When did you become his own? When did you become a branch in his vine? That's the first thing we need to settle. There'll never be any fruit bearing unless this is a certainty. Fact of the matter is, there are three requisites for fruit bearing here. First of all, we must be in him. He says, every branch in me. Secondly, we must be cleansed by the Father. Now, we usually speak about pruning a vine, but over in that country, they have to wash it to take off certain plant lice and other things that affect its growth of different kinds. And the Lord says that he has to cleanse us by the washing of the water, by the word. A Christian, to be any use to the Lord, has to be cleansed daily by the word of God. Did you read any in the scriptures today? How about yesterday? And then the third thing is, we must abide in him. Now, this word abide occurs some 15 times in these first 10 verses. To abide in the Lord Jesus is simply to appropriate and appreciate his sacrifice, first of all. We're told that in the 6th chapter in verse 56. And then it's to recognize our own helplessness and dependence on him. You don't abide in the Lord Jesus. You don't lean on him unless you realize your own helplessness. And then it's simply to draw from his fullness and life. You see, the branch doesn't flex its muscles and produce something, but because it's joined to the vine, the life that's in the vine courses through the branch. Well, the life is the Holy Spirit of God, the indwelling Holy Spirit. You see, just calling yourself a Christian is not going to join you to him, and therefore you're not going to possess the Spirit of God, and you're not going to have any power for life at all. It's utterly impossible to live the Christian life until you have, first of all, received life. Until you have received the Lord Jesus as your Savior and have been born into God's family. Now, let's get this straight. Let's be certain about this. Let's know where we stand. Have you really trusted the Lord Jesus? Don't talk about living for him until you have first of all accepted him. And having made sure that you do belong to him, that you are his own, then you must remember that fruit-bearing is not simply doing church work and doing nice things for others. Why, even horses stand head to tail, you know, and brush the flies off each other. Some of the things that we do for each other are just mere human kindness. I don't despise it. I'm glad that the devil hasn't soured all the milk of human kindness. But I'm saying that you can't expect the Lord to take you to heaven for that, and you can't even expect that he'll be pleased with it. Many of those things are just selfish things that we do, expecting something in return. But fruit-bearing is quite another thing. Fruit-bearing is the result of the Spirit of God reproducing Christ in a believer. The life of God is actually lived out through believers. And it's not effort on their part at all. It's the life that God himself has put within his own. Well, let's go back over this now and see just what is he talking about. He's talking about the possibility of bearing fruit, and then if that branch is cleansed, purged, it brings forth more fruit, and then if it abides in him, it brings forth much fruit. And this much fruit results in glorifying the Father. And this is a proof that we are really the Lord's disciples. Now, will you ask yourself a question or two? When did I become a member of the Lord Jesus? Not the church, not a certain society. When did I really become a member of Christ? When was I joined to him? Then, if I am really his, what do I know about being cleansed daily by the Word of God? How long has it been since I had a talk with the Lord about my life? And then, what am I doing about this continual abiding, keeping close to him? Shall we pray? Our Father, we pray for those listening today who may have a profession and church membership, but have not been born into thy family. Help them to see that only through Christ can they produce anything for God. Bless us all, we pray in his name. Amen.